Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Buffalo State College President Catherine Conway Turner, Erie County Executive Mark Ballenbars, City of Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown, and please welcome Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Well, good morning, Buffalo State. Good morning, Buffalo State. It's really my pleasure to greet you all this morning and welcome you to Buffalo State College. As you know, Buffalo State College is SUNY's urban engaged campus, and we are so happy to have our students out and so many friends of the college out today. There are a number of people I want to acknowledge before we get started, so let me just run through a few folks. We have with us today Mark Ballenbars, Erie County Executive, Byron Brown, Mayor of the City of Buffalo, Paul Dykstra, Mayor of the City of Niagara Falls. We have Mark Schroeder, City Buffalo Comptroller. We have Barbara Miller-Williams, Erie County Legislator. Richard Fontana, the City Buffalo County member, Brian Kupa, Village of Williamsville Mayor, and Thurman and Patty Thomas. Thank you, special guests, for being with us, and also thank you all of the folks here in the crowd, including all of our many, many wonderful Bengals. Thank you for being out. Today, you're going to hear from County Executive Mark Ballenbars, Mayor Brian Brown, and Governor Andrew Cuomo. Here at Buffalo State, we cannot underestimate the value and importance of a college degree. It is something that we talk about all the time here. And we know that the professional future of our students and their ability to make a big difference in our community is absolutely dependent on a college education. You hear me talk about it often. You hear faculty and staff talk about it. We know how important a college degree is. I cannot underestimate it. But we also know that the cost of a college degree sometimes is difficult for some families. For some families, it's very difficult to close that gap between state aid, federal aid, and also that personal family contribution. We know how hard it is. I personally have talked to students who say that it's really hard to complete their education, how sometimes they have to stop out or stop their education altogether because of the cost of tuition. So we know how important it is here at Buffalo State. So let me tell you that here we understand in New York and here that it's not fair. And it's not right that some people have the resources to pay for the tuition to cover their education so they can make a difference in the world. It's not fair. So in order to make college possible for everyone, the governor, Governor Cuomo, has put together a nation-leading plan to make public education, two-year and four-year college education, tuition-free. Did you hear me? I said tuition free. A tuition free college degree. Say it back to me. A tuition free college degree. How amazing is that? How visionary is that? How important is that? For Buffalo, for the state of New York, for this country, this is an amazing visionary plan. You'll hear more about this plan, of course, from the governor. But first, it's my pleasure to introduce to you a true friend and champion of all in Western New York, Erie County Executive Mark Ballenbars.
Thank you. Thank you, President Conway Turner, And thank you to all of you here from Buff State for being here today. I'm on foreign ground. I'm a UB guy. I'm sorry, but I know. Boo, that's all right. You can boo. You can boo. And truthfully, this is a great day, and it's an incredible program that needs to happen. I was just telling the governor, I really wish this was around when I went to college back in the 80s, when his father was governor, because it was really expensive back then. I remember going, and it was $1,500 a year. Think about it. I remember back then, and it was like, that was a lot of money, but thinking about the cost of tuition today and what needs to be done, this is a program that will open doors for each and every one of not only you, but our future generations, and that's why it's so important that this Excelsior scholarship be passed. We think about everything that goes on in our community, and the mayor and I have been partners with the governor with regards to economic development for many, many years now. And we've had these tremendous strides forward and the opportunities that are available to the people in this community. But what we often hear from individuals that are businesses in this community is they need a trained workforce. It's as simple as that. When my parents graduated high school, that was enough. The high school education was a key to their future. They could go out and get any job that they wanted. My father graduated high school, and he had plenty of jobs to choose from, good-paying jobs in which you could have a middle-class life. But as we know, if you graduate high school today, that is not necessarily the key to a brighter future for all. It does not open the doors that are available out there. You need a college education, and you need to do it in such a way that you can compete not just with people in the Buffalo and Western New York area, because we're competing against the entire world. We're competing against Mumbai, India. We're competing against our friends in Europe. We're competing against South America. And when we compete for businesses, they have the opportunity to move their business anywhere in the world, but they want to be at a place where they have a trained workforce. And that's why this is so important, because the jobs of tomorrow require the training that you can find in a college. You need to have the skills that these employers are looking for. And in many of the jobs that are being created today in Western New York, you need to have a college education to succeed. So I stand with Governor Cuomo in calling on our Assembly and our Senate to do what is right, to ensure that everyone has an opportunity to get a college education. No one should be denied an opportunity to go to college just because of the cost of college. I remember what it was like to me when I went to public school and public education back in the late 80s, and where I thought it was a lot of money to come up with $1,500 to go to college and then buy my books and pay for my housing and also ensure I had transportation back to school. I can't imagine what it is today when it's basically five times as much as it was when I went to school. That's why it is important that everyone be given a chance. Everyone be given the opportunity to unlock that door to a brighter future. And the best way is to ensure a college education for all. That's why I stand with you here today. I call on our Senate and Assembly to pass the Excelsior Scholarship. It will give everyone an opportunity. And when those businesses are looking for a better future for themselves, they won't go to Carolina. They won't go to Texas, and they certainly won't go to Mumbai, because they will know that the educated workforce is here in New York State and in Western New York. So thank you, Governor Cuomo. This is truly one of those groundbreaking programs that will make a difference in so many lives. And now it is my pleasure, as a UB grad, to introduce a Buffalo State grad, your mayor, our mayor, my friend, Mayor Byron Brown.
Thank you, County Executive Poland Cars. You see that wonderful spirit of collaboration between Buffalo State College and UB? You know, it is great to be here at Buffalo State College, one of the crown jewels in the state university system. I also want to recognize that you have a great president here in Dr. Catherine Conway Turner. So yes, I am a proud, proud graduate of Buffalo State College, and thank you, and as, yeah, clap on that. This is Buffalo State, right? And I can think about my career and some of the things that I have done since graduation and so many things that I have learned when I was here at Buffalo State inform the decisions that I have made professionally. Some of the best memories of my life were made right here on this campus. Unfortunately, too many young people today cannot afford to walk these halls. The rising cost of college today means that an advanced degree is still unattainable for too many hardworking families. Still others are forced to take an overwhelming debt. They graduate with a handicap that can stay with them for decades to come. You heard the county executive talk about the fact that in the early 80s, tuition was about $1,500. Even with that at the time, it took me and my parents 5 years to pay off our debt. I see the kind of debt that so many students have now, and I know how crushing it is. Governor Cuomo's plan is an opportunity to change the status quo and give everyone a chance to come to world-class institutions like Buffalo State. This is the first of its kind in the nation, and it will help lessen the crushing burden of student debt while enabling thousands of bright young students to realize their dream of higher education. Coupled with the governor's other leading loan forgiveness programs and tremendous commitment to student aid, this plan will ensure that a college degree remains within reach for all New Yorkers. It is now my pleasure to introduce a phenomenal governor, the leading governor in the United States of America, the 56th governor of the state of New York, Andrew Cuomo.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, what a pleasure. What a pleasure to be here at Buffalo State. I am not going to get involved in this Buffalo State UB rivalry, I want you to know. But I can say this. Buffalo State graduates the mayor. UB graduates the county executive. Go SUNY system. That's what it says. And how about your president? I'll tell you how good your president is. She said that any student who is here today gets 3 points extra credit. Isn't that something? Give a big round of applause, Catherine Conway Turner, who's doing a great job. To our county executive, Mark Poloncarz, let's give him a big round of applause. He's doing fantastic. Mayor Byron Brown is going to go down in history as one of the best mayors this city has ever had. Let's give him a round of applause. We have Mayor Paul Deister, who's doing a great job in Niagara Falls, Controller Mark Schroeder, Barbara Williams, Richard Fontana, Brian Culpo, and what some of you didn't know, one of my early students when I was a football coach, Thurman Thomas, is here. Give him a round of applause. And his remarkable better half, Patty Thomas. Let's give her a round of applause. I am excited to be here. I'm excited about this topic. It is going to be revolutionary for education. And it's right that it's starting here in New York, because on so many issues, New York was the first state to show the leadership. That was the history of New York. And it's the present reality of New York, whether it was marriage equality or raising the minimum wage or paid family leave, New York did it first, and New York leads by example. And this is the next natural evolution. And you heard it from your president. You heard it from the county exec and the mayor. We've been talking about the economy in Buffalo. We've been working very hard the past few years, the Buffalo Billion Plan, and we now have a Buffalo Phase 2, what we call Buffalo Squared. And the economy is running. The economy is running in a way it hasn't run in decades. And it's really a national story, an international story of an urban area that has done a 180 degrees. And you should all be proud of the progress you have made because it has been extraordinary. Buffalo is a different Buffalo than it's been in the past 50 years. But what you find is that economic development, when you sit down at the table and say, how do we get the economy running? How do we get businesses coming here? How do we get jobs growing? The answer more and more today goes right to the education system. And that is different than it was years ago. Because this is now about the education system producing the workforce that can actually drive that new economy. And it is a different economy. I did not grow up in this economy. There's only one muscle that counts in this economy, and it's this muscle that controls all the other muscles. A strong back, strong arms, you're not going to dig your way to a living in this economy. You have to think your way. It's about your skills. It's about your knowledge. It's something that this nation is struggling with. They talk about the anxiety, the discontent. Why? Because you have a whole generation of workers who were manufacturing workers, who were high school trained manufacturing workers. And now so many countries around the globe are actually more competitive at manufacturing than we are. Why? Because if all you're doing is paying for labor, other countries can pay less. And they don't have to pay for health care, and they don't have to pay for pensions, and they don't have to have safe working conditions. They can employ child labor. So we lost a lot of those manufacturing jobs, as we call them. And we can't compete, and frankly, in a lot of cases, we shouldn't compete, because we want fair conditions for our workers. But that displaced a whole generation of workers. I was at the GM Tonawanda plant a few weeks ago, where they build automobile engines. They were investing $300 million in a new engine-building factory. Now, I know how to build auto engines. You give me a set of wrenches, and I can build an engine. I'm of that age. Well, let me change that. When back in the day, boy, that was a great hobby, a great passion. I was a pretty good mechanic. I build engines from scratch, rebuild them from scratch. I was all excited to go to this factory, and we're walking around the factory. You know the one thing I didn't see in the factory? A wrench. Even that occupation is now all computerized. And every 20 feet, there's a computer keyboard. And you have to be able to hit that keyboard, because they're not handing you a wrench. We talk about advanced manufacturing. Advanced manufacturing is this. It's not really the manufacturing that we know or that we grew up on. This is an economy that is about what you know. It's an economy of copyright and patents and intellectual property. That's what our economy is all about. Roswell Park will come up, hopefully, with the best cure for cancer, and then we'll manufacture it. In Rochester, we're talking about photonics and the photonics industry, and that's advanced manufacturing. UB, we're talking about the Genome Center and genetic research. That's the economy that you guys are going to be competing in. And it's a change that's happening not just in this country, but all across the world. 1903, this country said you should be in school until 16 years old. 1903. Why? Because we realized there was a change in the economy, and we needed a more educated workforce. So we determined you have to be in school learning until 16 years old, because that's what the economy required for us to be competitive. Well, we've come a long way from 1903. And it's not 16 years old. And as the county executive said, it's not a high school diploma. We have to recalibrate. You need a college degree. That is what is driving the economy in this state, in this country, on this planet. And it's a moment of transformation. And the first country, the first state to get this will be the leader in this new economy. I talk to business leaders about coming to New York. They don't ask me anymore about taxes. First of all, because we lowered all the taxes. You guys wouldn't know because you don't pay taxes. But one day you will know. I'm banking on you knowing it. But they don't ask about taxes. They don't ask about anything. The first question is always, do you have a workforce with the skills? Do you have that skilled workforce? You have thousands of jobs that go unfilled in this state because they can't find workers with the skills. And it's only going to get worse. 2024, they estimate that about half of all jobs will require a college diploma. Just think about it. Now, this nation has to wake up to this reality because this nation is falling behind. At one time, this nation had the most educated workforce on the planet. 30 years ago, we were number one in terms of college-educated workforce. Today, this country is number 11. Think about that. Now, this state at one time had one of the most educated workforces. Today, our state is number 11. And New York is never number 11 in anything. And we are now number 11 among the states. And some of our surrounding states actually have, by percentage, a more educated workforce. Massachusetts is ahead of us. Vermont is ahead of us. Connecticut is ahead of us. And the state with the most educated workforce is the state that is going to attract the most businesses, I'm sure of it. So the answer is simple. Everyone has to go to college. That's the answer. Here's the problem. College is very, very expensive. Mark Poloncar says it was $1,500. In our time, you could make it work. You could make it work. My father was a sort of tough, earn-it-on-your-own guy. He made you carry your own weight. And my father said, you want to go to college, you pay for college. Now, back in the day, you could do that. I took student loans. I paid them off until I was about 55 years old. Worked part-time, I was a security guard, I was a landscaper, I was doing all sorts of odd jobs, working in a gas station. I lived at home because it was cheaper to live at home than to go away to school. And student loans, and I made it work. I made it work. My father got softer as he got older, got a little more gentle, a little nicer to testosterone comes down. He started paying for the kids' educations more and more and more. By the time he got to the last child, my youngest brother named Chris, he paid the entire tuition, room and board. I have a tremendous resentment towards Chris because of that. It was so unfair. I'm still trying to work it out, but it's hard. Maybe Dad loved him more than he loved me. Maybe that's why he paid for Chris. Whenever I get a chance, I torture my brother now because of it, and I understand it. He's a reporter on CNN, so I go on CNN a lot just to bother him. And it works out very well for me because when I go on CNN, he can't interview me because that would be a conflict. So someone else has to interview me. And whoever it is and whatever we're talking about, I always work in a shot at my brother on the TV. Yeah. And I make believe like I just slipped into it. And then he calls at 9:01 when he gets off the air. And he says, I can't believe my own brother took a shot at me on national TV. And I say, pay back the tuition that you got for free, and I will stop taking a shot at you. Average student debt, $29,000. $29,000. You just can't do it. So the recognition, the leadership, the transformation is the way we paid for high school. We now have to be able, as a society, to pay for college. We paid for high school because we said it was in our collective best interest, because we needed a high school education to move an economy. Now we know that you need a college education to move an economy, and that's why this state wants to be the first state to move towards free college tuition through our public system. We want to start with free tuition for families up to $125,000, because college is a real burden for families up to that cost. It's about 80% of the families in Western New York. We have a great asset to build on, which is the SUNY system. It's all across the state. 93% of the people in the state live within 15 miles of a SUNY school. 100% live within 30 miles of a SUNY school, so you could stay at home and attend school if finances are an issue. And it is a great, great asset, as you see here with UB and Buffalo State. It's working. The critics will raise 2 points. They'll say, first of all, it's too expensive. It costs $163 million, which sounds like a lot of money. I would say, you think we can't afford to do it. I think we can't afford not to do it, because otherwise we will have the economy pass us by. $163 million sounds like a lot of money. You know what our education budget is in this state? It's about $30 billion. What percent of $30 billion is $163 million? Where's your math? I mean, come on, one of you. Let's call it 0.5%. Somebody will figure it out later. But it is a minuscule amount of $30 billion, and it is well worth our expenditure. Some people will say, well, you're not subsidizing private schools. You're right. We're not subsidizing private schools. By the way, we don't subsidize private high schools, right? We have public high schools. If you want to go to a private high school, you go to a private high school. We happen to subsidize private colleges probably more than any other state, except maybe one. But an average tuition now in a private school is $34,000. Average tuition at a SUNY school is about $6,400. We cannot subsidize a $34,000 education, and to the extent this is going to make it more competitive and the private colleges bring their costs down, I say that's better for everyone. And that's the fundamental reality. And let me leave you with this, because at the end of the day, there's always a simple truth to whatever we're talking about. And on one hand, you can say this is complicated. It's about college education and income levels and scholarships. On the other hand, it's very simple. This nation, this country, this state was fueled by a very simple belief. And the belief was, in this country, you can be anything you want to be. When people talk about freedom and democracy, that's what they're talking about. You could come here, and in this one place on the globe, there were no classes. There was no predetermination. You could be free and you could prosper. And if you worked hard, God bless you. You would work your way up the ladder. And God bless you. We wanted you to do well. And we would work with you to do well. And we would invest in you because we believed in a nation. If we all work together and we all support one another, when one of us is raised, we're all raised. And collective success works. That's America. That's New York. And they say, well, you know, people are discontent and there's anger and there's anxiety. Of course there is. Because people aren't sure that that dream still works. They don't believe it. They don't believe it for themselves, and they don't believe it for their children. And fathers and mothers are sitting around saying, I don't know how to pay for college. How do I afford this? I can't make it work. I'm afraid that my child is not going to have a better life than I had. And that's what the fuel of the American dream was. Every generation was going to do better than the next. And now you're doubting whether or not your child can even achieve what you achieved. What made the dream work? The education system. The public education system was brilliant. Because it was the great equalizer. It said, I don't care who you are, where you come from, we're going to give you a public education, and it is of such a quality that you can be whatever you want. And from a public education system, you can rise up. You can become a chief of staff, Colin Powell. You can become a governor of New York, Mario Cuomo. You can become mayor, Byron Brown. County executive, Mark Poloncarz. All from a public education. That's what it was. And if we want to keep that dream alive, and you want to keep people hopeful and excited and optimistic about the future, you have to say the dream lives, and we get it. And now it's the top floor is a college education, and no one is going to be deprived of college because they cannot afford it. And when that 10-year-old child goes to sleep at night and closes her eyes or his eyes and has big dreams of what they're going to be. They're going to be a businessman, billionaire. They're going to be a movie star. They're going to be a rock star. Whatever the dream, they have to know that that dream can become a reality in this great state. And it doesn't matter whether mom has money or dad has money or they live in a big house or they're on the south of Buffalo or the south of Queens or what zip code. Anyone can go as high as they want because this state and this country is going to work with them. And that's what this proposal is about. And that's why we have to get it passed in this state. And that's the message to the Assembly and to the Senate. Pass this. Let New York lead. Let's renew the dream. And you watch the nation follow. Thank you and God bless you.